In a world often clouded by doubt and despair, I, Ben Finelli, stand as a relentless advocate for the human spirit, armed with the conviction that heroism is not confined to tales of myth and legend, but is a force alive within us all. Through these stories, I want to inspire others to embrace their own heroism, to tap into the reservoirs of courage that lie dormant at times. I want to see this series be a catalyst for change, a beacon of light guiding others through their darkness, reminding them of their inherent power to embrace the difficult with love of becoming the person they dream of being. My mission is to spread the transformative power of heroism, one heart and one mind at a time. In this series, I do this by asking one simple question. Tell me what you learned from a difficult time in your life.
My name is Ryan Drury. I'm the play-by-play voice of the Guelph Storm on Rogers TV for the Ontario Hockey League. I am a news and sports anchor and reporter for CKNX News, Blackburn Media, and I'm the host of the sports talk show and podcast Instigating with Clarkie and Drury. I'm from the small town of Arthur, Ontario in Wellington County here in Canada, and I'm a graduate of Conestoga College's broadcast television program. I think, you know, my journey toward becoming a broadcaster professionally has been defined by, you know, a number of ups and downs throughout the course of my young life. I'm still only 32. And, you know, along the way toward pursuing this dream of one day becoming an OHL broadcaster and eventually someday an NHL broadcaster, I think one of the biggest hurdles that I had to overcome on, you know, this journey was losing my father to suicide at the age of 19. And that was a time of my life where, you know, I was really looking forward to leaning on the advice of someone like my dad as I learned how to become a young man. And I was just ready to head off to college. You know, I still had a lot to learn about what life is all about, and losing him in that fashion. Losing any parent, you know, is difficult, but in that particular way, with him having taken his own life, it really affected my journey and who I became over the next couple of years. I, as a result, then struggled mightily with my own mental health. And at one point, you know, even became suicidal myself. I think that, you know, when someone does something like that you're close to, it can really alter drastically your perspective of the world and your place in it. But over the years, I was lucky to have a lot of great support, a lot of great friends that stuck by me when I was, you know, not the easiest to deal with. And my family, my mom, who's, you know, my hero, my brother, I was lucky to have a big support system. And, you know, I think that all of us have things that are going to happen to us in life that are difficult and challenging, and we may look at others as having a more difficult time than ourselves. And I think that at times we can all be guilty of not giving ourselves credit for the things that we overcome and achieve. And it can even be as small as, you know, something on a daily basis. It doesn't have to necessarily be something that we think society at large would categorize as heavy. You know, I think that's the number one thing I've learned about handling and dealing with my own mental health and insecurities that we all deal with on a human level over the years, is that, you know, it's okay to give yourself some credit for fighting whatever the battle is that you're fighting. And, you know, there are people that are dealing with things and struggling with things, you know, far more intense on a daily personal level than I am. And I do consider that often, and it has always kept me humble, which is a big lesson that my dad left with me. Always remember to be humble and understand that there are people that are not as lucky as you. And even despite not having him around to continue giving me advice like that, it's true. But that aside, it is okay to allow yourself to reflect back on your journey and celebrate the things that you have overcome. And I think it's really important to do that and find your center in that when you're going through a difficult challenge. I remember numerous times throughout my journey to get to where I am right now, where I wanted to quit. I wanted to stop struggling to try and chase this impossible dream of being a sports broadcaster and enjoying the work that I do and being able to sustain myself and build a life around, you know, this crazy dream I had when I was a kid. And as I sit here recording this in my podcast studio, and I'm surrounded by mementos and reminders of my journey here to this point right now, sharing this, it really is incredible. And I think that there's a lot of things that are going on in everyone's lives that we allow to define what we're going to feel about ourselves and our capabilities and what we are capable of. And I think that that's wrong. I think that we need to be able to all find a way to appreciate ourselves and how much work we have done and use that as fuel to continue the fight. It's not enough to just sit there and say, well, this is really hard and I want to give up and I don't know what I'm going to do. You probably do. Reflect back on things that you've already overcome and build yourself back up and continue the fight. One last thing. I remember talking with Caleb Dahlgren, one of the survivors of the Humboldt Broncos bus crash. And he came to my now hometown of Listowel to speak at an event. And I got to spend some time with him. And, he signed a copy of his great book that he wrote for me. And one of the things he told me was, learn to enjoy the grind. It's great to finally reach an end point and celebrate how you got somewhere, but we all need to find a way to love the grind. Find a way to love your journey, because that's 99% of whatever your achievement is going to end up being. Find a way to love that grind.